We are continuing Surah Anbiya, and the verse I recited is the first verse. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah complete this project of the tafsir of Surah Anbiya, inshallah. The translation goes like this. Nigh means near unto mankind. Near unto mankind has drawn off their reckoning, while they turn away in heedlessness. Is Allah saying the reckoning time has come so near, but people are heedless, they don't pay attention. Mu'ridun means they are trying to turn away, turn away from this issue of that the reckoning is close. So, why it is close? Prophet said that between me and Day of Judgment are like two fingers. Why? Because Prophet was the last Prophet, the whole, all the Prophets were gone and he was the last Prophet. So it's already, most of the time of this world has been passed. We are in end times, right? And now our Prophet is the last Prophet, right? Now him and the time between reckoning is like this. So why people are heedless? Why don't pay attention? Because their heart are in the world. They are in world. So when your heart is in love of this world, you don't want to pay attention to that. مَا يَأْتِهِمْ مِنْ ذِكْرٍ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ مُحَدِّثٍ إِلَّا اسْتَمَعُوا وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. Never comes to them a new reminder from their Lord, but they listen to it while they play. Whenever the reminder comes to them, any prophet comes to them, new warning comes to them, they listen to while they play. Like joking, That's what they did in the old prophet times, and prophet used to come and give verses. People used to laugh and joke around, people you see, I'm not saying that it's a similar case, but you see in the mosque, like the speech is going on, people are outside joking, They won't even bother to come inside the mosque and listen. And even if they come to mosque, they sit on the backside and they play with their cell phone, joking, So there are degrees of problem with people, how they deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, depending on how much in their heart they have Allah in their heart, That's very important that we have to ponder that our judgment time is close, our death time is close. We are very limited in this world, but because of our love of this world, nothing sinks, people just want to have good time. لَاهِيَةً قُلُوبُهُمْ وَأَسَرُ النَّجْوَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا هَلْ هَذَا إِلَّا بَشْرُمْ مِسْلُكُمْ أَفَتَتُّونَ سِحْرَ وَأَنْتُمْ تُفْسِرُونَ. Their hearts trifling, and those who did wrong counsel together in secret. Is this other than a human being like yourself? Will you then go to sorcery while you see? So their heart are in kind of doubt and not in the reality, and there are people who were doing secret counsel. Who are these people who are doing secret counsel? Who is Allah talking about? When Prophet declared his prophethood, there were kuffar who are they wanted to stop his mission, so they used to do secret counsel. Allah is talking about that. And what they were talking in the secret counsel? Two things: how to stop his mission by saying that he is just a human being like us, he is not special. And second thing, that he is doing sorcery on us. He is doing sorcery just to belittle his mission. What used to happen then when Prophet used to recite Quran? People used to get surprised and they used to get affected, So they say, wow, these kuffar said, this kind of effect what they are getting from Quran, we have to confront it. And what they said? They said that what this effect you are feeling is nothing but sorcery. Otherwise, there is no greatness about Quran. So this was their argument. So they had two arguments. One, that this is just a man like us. And secondly, that he's doing sorcery. So don't get affected with this majestic Quran. That's how they started. قَالَ رَبِّي يَعْلَمُ الْقَوْلَ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. He said, my Lord knows word in the heaven and the earth, and he is all hearing and all knowing. So Quran is saying what Prophet said. When they are doing the secret council, Prophet said, my Lord knows the word in the heaven and earth. Whatever you say, a word, Allah knows it. Even because he is Sami'ur Alim, he is all hearing and all knowing. So whatever you say, either secretly or openly, he knows a word. You know, like even if you have a thought in your mind, Allah knows it. That's why when you go to Mawlana for istikhara, and we just, Mawlana said, do niyat. And we just keep our thought and quiet without saying Mawlana anything about istikhara, and Allah answers us. So beautiful. Allah knows everything. And that's why Prophet said that you are doing secret counsel against me and against Quran. Allah knows everything, what's going on in this heaven and earth. بَلْ قَالُوا أَتْغَافُ أَحْلَامِمْ بَلْ افْتَرَاهُ بَلْ هُوَ شَاعِرٌ فَلْيَتِّينَا بِآيَاتٍ كَمَا أُرْسِلَ الْأَوَّلُونَ They did not believe before them any town which we destroyed. Will these believe? Allah said, Subhanallah. Allah said that, what you're talking about, that you want the signs, the kind of signs we have sent to other prophets. Allah says, they didn't believe. They didn't believe we sent the signs. So then Allah said, would you believe them? They did not believe. Would you believe? وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا قَبْلَكَ إِلَّا رِجَالُ لَن نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ And we sent none before you but men to whom we made revelation. So ask the people of dhikr, the reminder, if you do not know. Allah is arguing now for Prophet. That if you think that he is a man and he is not a special, he is not a prophet because he is just a man. Allah said, we did not send anybody before but men who we send the revelation. So if you don't know, ask the people of reminder. If you do not know, people of reminder, Ahle Dhikr. What is Dhikr and what is Ahle Dhikr? Dhikr is reminder. What is reminder? Quran is a reminder. Even Prophet is a reminder. And who is Ahle Dhikr? There's a lot of discussion about people of reminder. So Mizan says that the people of reminder are the people of book. Because at the time, polytheists used to respect people of book, Jews and Christians, because they were kind of serious compared to polytheists. So they used to go and ask. So Allah said, go and ask them, because all these prophets came to them, you know. So go and ask how they were. They were all human too, just like them. So that's one category of people of book. But there are more ahadith about who is Ahl al-Dhikr. Imam Raza alayhi salam says, we are the people of reminder and we must be asked. And Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, the Quran is the reminder and Ahl al-Bayt of Prophet are the people of reminder, they must be asked. Subhanallah. And when this verse was revealed, Imam Ali said, we are the people of reminder. These are the people of reminder. So, that's why, you know, it goes further down in discussion about people of reminder, people of who reminds. That's why we have istihad in Islam, discretion, that if you don't know, you should have a marja, who should be a jurist who you can, he can expert in Islamic laws, who you can consult for, because you don't know. That's why, because if you don't know, you ask that. And it's not only if you discussion goes further, you know. If I'm sick, I'll go to a specialist doctor, you know. If I have to build the house, I have to go to the special engineer, architect, to build the house. That's how the world operates, and that's how Islam operates. That if you don't know, you ask. Who you ask? Who knows? Who has a knowledge? وَمَا جَعَلْنَاهُمْ جَسَدًا لَا يَكُّلُونَ طَعَامًا وَمَا كَانُوا Khalidin. And we did not make them bodies not eating the food, nor were they immortals. Allah is again talking about those prophets, because they were claiming that he's just a human being. Allah is arguing again that we did not send the prophets before who did not eat food and they were not immortals. They were just like you. Why? Because if Allah sent the angels here to preach us and become our prophet, we were said that, oh, you are different, you can preach us, but you don't have to eat, you don't have to support your family, you don't have children, you don't have a wife. So what are you talking about? And we would have rejected them upright. But Allah sent human beings like us so that they suffer just like us. They had to make a living and suffer and get sick and everything and get tired and hungry and thirsty and have wife and children so that we cannot say that we are different, you are different. That's how the true leader is, who has same desires and instincts like us. ثُمَّ صَدَقْنَاهُمُ الْوَعَدَ فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُمْ وَمَنْ نَشَاءُ وَأَهْلَكْنَا الْمُسْرِفِينَ. Then we fulfilled the promise unto them, so we delivered them and whoever we would, and we destroyed the extravagant ones. So that's what happened to the previous nations, that they asked for the signs, and when the signs were sent, they did not accept the signs, and Allah destroyed them, and then Allah fulfilled His promise. He destroyed them, and He rescued the one who He wanted to rescue, who were the pious ones, and destroyed the extravagant ones. We are so thankful that we are born in the progeny, in the nation of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who is Rahmatul Lil Alameen. So that after Prophet was sent, Allah stopped sending azab. So we are blessed. Brothers, we should be thankful that we are in the nation of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that we are protected with his rahmah, so that we are still alive, and we should do every day in our life to just take away from heart from this playfulness and being in this world all the time and seeing the afterlife, and just to learn a lesson from the previous nation, how they were destroyed. And we are still alive, we are doing so much sin, and Allah has not destroyed us yet. So we pray to Allah that Allah give us more guidance through dhikr, reminder, and people of reminder. لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ أَفْلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. We have sent down to you book wherein is your reminder. Have you then no sense? Allah said, we send you the book, which is Quran, in which there is a reminder. Have you then no sense? There is no sense. You don't have aql, you don't have wisdom. What is reminder? Quran is a reminder. What kind of reminder it is? Quran is reminding for the highest human characteristics. Quran wants us to train us to become like highest human being. Quran teaches us to become like perfect human being. Quran teaches Islamic laws, to follow those laws so that we become goes towards the perfection. Goes close to our to the people of reminder. Imam Kazim alayhi salam says in this verse about fihi dhikrukum, he says that fihi dhikrukum means that being it is mandatory on us to obey our imam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala imam. Wa kam qasasna min qariyatin kanat zalimatan tam wa ansha'na ba'daha qawman akharin. And how many towns we utterly destroyed, which were iniquitous, and we raised up after them another people. Allah is talking about that He destroyed many towns who were unjust people, and Allah raised after them another people. You go to and see Ad and Samud and Lut people, they were all destroyed. We can still visit those places and see them, you know, Palestine. And you can go to Hijaz and see those places of Thamud. And you can go to Yemen and see those places of Ad and see that how Allah destroyed them, raised the new people. You know, if we are not following Islam, Allah will take away and bring the new people. If we do not become real companion of Imam Zaman alayhi salam, Allah says, Imam will not come now, he'll come later on and they'll be true companion. You will not be true companion. فَلَمَّا أَحَسُّ بَأْسَنَا إِذَاهُمْ مِنْهَا يَرْكُدُونَ لَا يَرْكُدُوا وَرْجِعُوا إِلَى مَا أُتْرِفْتُمْ فِيهِ وَمَسَانِكِنْكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُسْأَلُونَ فَلَمَّا أَحَسُّ فَلَمَّا أَحَسُّ بَأْسَنَا إِذَاهُمْ مِنْهَا يَرْكُدُونَ لَا يَرْكُدُوا وَرْجِعُوا إِلَى مَا أُتْرِفْتُمْ فِيهِ أُتْرِفْتُمْ فِيهِ مَسَاكِنِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُسْأَلُونَ. So when they failed of our punishment, behold, they flee from it. Do not fly and come back unto what you were made to lead easy lives in and unto your dwelling. Happily you will be questioned. That's what happens. People, they ask for the punishment. And when the punishment came, they start running away. Allah said, don't run away. Come back to your dwelling where you had great time and easy life so that you might be questioned. So what kind of question Allah is talking about? What they'll be questioned? It has been said in commentary that these rich people, when beggar is to come, they used to decline those beggars. So Allah says, go back to your big palaces and houses and let beggar come again and let you decline them again. Because now you're going to die anyway. Allah, you know, we seek refuge from those kind of situations. You know, there are a lot of rich people, they come to mosque you and people ask for, donate, please donate the money. And people just stop coming to mosque. They say, we don't want to come to fundraising. You know, we don't want to come to fundraising because they ask too much for money all the time. You know, that's what it is. When a death time comes, you know, if you read Surah Munafiqun, we will say, Allah, give me some time so I can do sadqa. I can give sadqa so I can be among the good ones. This is the thing that sadqa is so important, brothers. Sadqa, you know, as much you can do that. As soon as in your mind sadqa thought comes, just give it at that time. Don't delay, otherwise shaitan will stop your hand again. As soon as it comes to your heart, give it. Because we have to go from here. قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا وَعَلَمِينَ فَمَا زَادَ تِلْكَ دَعْوَاهُمْ حَتَّى جَعَلْنَاهُمْ حَسِيدًا خَامِدِينَ. They said, oh, woe to us, verily we were unjust. And this their crying ceased not till we made them a reaped corn extinct. So that when the punishment of Allah came, they said, we were the one who were unjust. And their crying stopped when they became like a reaped corn extinct. It's finished from the surface of earth. Ya Allah, we are so blessed that we are still alive and we have not seen our graveyards, brothers. What we learned from these verses so far, that we cannot be playful when we go to mosque. When we have to read Quran, which is a reminder, and we should be close to Ahl al-Dhikr, people are a reminder who are Aimat Tahareen, so that our heart is in our afterlife and we follow the Prophet. And because most of the people, they are playful, they are not serious. And when death comes, they say oh Allah, give me some chance so I can give some money donation so that I can be among the good ones, you know. Should donate as much, we can do that. And you know, we started with the grace of Allah, this Surah Anbiya, you know. We do Ziyarat-e-Waritha. What is Ziyarat-e-Waritha? We say that Imam Hussain is the Waris of all these Anbiyas, right? He is the heir of them, of all the Anbiyas, right? Who are the Anbiyas? You know, if you read Surah Ziyarat-e-Waritha, Adam alayhi salam. Imam Hussain is the Waris of Adam alayhi salam. Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam, Imam Ali, he is the Waris of all of them. Why? Because the Islam was completed at the time of his grandfather. All Prophet's hard work was completed at the time of his grandfather. In 50 years, Islam was almost finished, till Imam Hussain came to Karbala on 10th of them. He knew that Islam is finished almost. It was dying, you know. And when he was in Karbala, people were accusing him just like Prophet was accused. And Prophet was said that he was a liar. He was a poet, he was Majnu. They said that not only he said, they said to him that he's a baghi, you know. He is a defiant one. He is an arrogant one. He is supposed to be killed. They were so mean to him. And he was talking Allah. He was a reminder for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, the way he was tortured, the way he was tried, all Anbiya were crying when they saw him being, how he was tortured, and not him, but his whole family.